We're back with KRCU's Going Public, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. From talks of a new police station to more businesses coming to the area, 2017 will be another year of add-ons and improvements to the city of Jackson. Joining me in the KRCU studio is Jackson Mayor Dwayne Haas. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Infrastructure-wise, in 2016, it was a pretty big year for Jackson. And one of the main projects that became the center of attention was the roundabout. So how has the traffic flow been since the completion of that roundabout?
Well, it's just gone very well. We're very pleased with the traffic flow. The backups that we experienced when we had a four-way stop have completely gone away. In fact, it's, you know, even in the busiest time, you know, before and after school, at noon, the backups are almost non-existent at this point in time. So the traffic is flowing very well. Large trucks, buses are not having any problem getting through the roundabout, so it's gone very well. Certainly, the citizens are learning about roundabouts and how to drive through them, but no major issues as we go through this.
So what other big projects are in store for this year that are kind of at the same magnitude or scale of that roundabout?
Well, I guess as far as construction within the city, we have two fairly large projects. The first one is our water system. During 2014, the citizens voted for a water bond issue, which will improve our water system, and we'll spread that out over the next 9 or 10 years. Well, this year will be a major beginning of that. We started at the end of last year, but we'll begin replacing a lot of water lines throughout the city. One of the major areas that we do is our uptown area, North High Street, Adams Streets. We'll replace those two water lines this year.
And then you said there's another big project coming after that.
In our sewer system, mm-hmm. on the east side of town, we plan on beginning a project to put in a new wastewater sewer line to the west or to the east side of town. So that'll be a major project that we'll certainly do the pre-planning at the beginning of the year, and if it goes well, we could start construction by the end of the year.
And moving on from that, there have been talks about a new police station in 2018. Can you tell me a little bit about those plans, if you can?
Yes, I can. Well, you know, we're still in doing some design work on our police station, but today our police and fire share one building, which was built about 40 years ago in Jackson. And we're just greatly space constrained, and in some areas even, constrained in terms of what we'd like to do with our public safety buildings. So we're going to the plans are to build a new police station next to the present building where we have a lot, and then let the fire department take over the complete part of the building that they share at this point in time. So the design is coming along very well. We should hope have that done by mid-year. We're doing some changes based on cooperation with the Cape Girardeau County, where we have a plan to, we're working on that, to consolidate our dispatch centers and our 911 call center. And if we can consolidate that, we'll move that to the one of the county jail. Also, we're looking at the jail system. Right now, we just have a very small jail in our police station. We'll probably move move that to the county as well, that responsibility, so we can use their facility. So in the new police station, we won't need a 911 dispatch center. We won't need a jail. That'll save us quite a bit of money going forward as we design that building.
Well, since we're already kind of talking about public safety, mm-hmm. what kind of improvements are you trying to have in 2017 for the city of Jackson?
Well, I think probably support of our police department. We're looking at adding another school resource officer in cooperation with Jackson R2 Schools. I think we have a plan to start upgrading our radio system for the police department so they have a little better communication updated, you know, into the digital age, and also that so they can communicate better with other police departments, safety departments within our region. So, some communication areas this year, as well as some adding some resources.
And with that being said, on more add-ons, businesses, there was a lot of that going on in 2016, pushes to make sure that we get more businesses in the Jackson area. Mm-hmm. What is that like now?
Well, we've we certainly are pleased that we've had several new businesses come to Jackson, and always welcome those, as well as some expanding within the city that were already here. What we're doing now is that we have a retail initiative. We've hired a retail consultant, Catalyst Commercial, to go out and recruit new businesses to Jackson's, and that process has started. In addition, for our local businesses, and so that we've got a good local connection for our new retail businesses and our present ones, we've hired a director of retail development in Jackson, and that is a shared position with the Chamber of Commerce as well as the City of Jackson. And Jen Birdie has just started in that role as of January 1st.
And what types of businesses are you trying to bring to the Jackson area?
Well, we've done some survey, as far as what's here now and what is needed. If you look at that survey, there's some areas where we're a little bit underserved as far as population and what kind of businesses. So certainly reaching out to some food type businesses within that, not only fast food, but other type of businesses that serve the public and restaurants and so forth. And in addition, we're looking at the area of health and beauty aids, grocery type businesses as well, showed to be underserved for our population of 15,000. So those are some of the emphasis. But there's there'll be some others based on our land that we have along the interstate. Certainly that any business that would draw off Interstate 55 could go on one of our exits.
And one of the things that you had mentioned to me is that there's going to be a community survey.
Yes. Yeah. Probably, towards the mid part of the year, I'd like to construct a survey so that we can go out to our citizens and even the area population to find out really what are they interested, what type of retailing are they interested, what type of stores would they like to see, and then we can use that information to talk to various retailers either in the area or on a nationwide basis. Also, I'd like to have an interest of what they see as their priorities. We'll look at parks. What's their highest interest in that they'd like to see us develop in the future in parks? Is it fields? Sports fields? Is it a swimming pool? Is it something else they'd like to see?
Well, Mayor Haas, it's always been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.